Thank you for calling RHL Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. Are you located in Hancock or you're located somewhere else?
You want me to check if you do service your area?
I am in Hancock. I had Hancock telephone originally. It became ProNet and now it's RHL Fiber. And I had it up to here. Yesterday they told me the service has been so bad and it's like progressively going bad. And yesterday I was told that, oh, you need a new router. So since I got the router, my connection got like 10% worse. Now I cannot connect to any of my camera. And I went to the office this morning, to the old Hancock telephone office. Now it's new RHL Fiber. They told me, oh, yeah, we'll send someone once he gets off the phone. And that was like 5 hours ago. It was like 9:30 in the morning or something.
Okay.
I mean, I don't understand. What have I done to deserve this kind of customer service? I mean, I'm not that stupid. I'm smart enough to understand that this is not customer service.
Okay, so so just to better understand, you are having issues with your router, and they said that they were going to send someone out, but that was
not
fixed. They sent
a new router. They put a new router on, which is worse than the old router. And the story about the old router, I moved to Hancock less than a year ago. When I moved here, there was already a router, really crappy looking router was here. And they said, oh, no, they don't have to change it because that's what I get for signing up with them. I was like, fine. I'm not getting into argument with anyone. Just get over with that. So I got the connection connected. And it's been, so yesterday they said, oh, yeah, that's what you get for signing up. Now we're going to change you, but change the router because we're so good, we're doing you a favor. And, you know, I didn't want to argue. So once they changed the router, it was already draining dealing with these people and bad connection all day long last week or so. This morning, I was like, I had enough of this. I just don't need to be treated this way because I'm a subscriber of RHL Fiber, a.k.a. Hancock Telephone. So are you understanding where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do understand. Let me check you, pull you out of the system. Could
you
I get your...
You should be able to tell me what's going on with the strength, the price I'm paying. Somebody should be able to tell me in technical support service. Or department, that what am I getting for the price I'm paying? What is the speed? What is the bandwidth? You know, why can't my telephone cannot connect to my internet as soon as I'm out by my camera, which is right outside of the door, which it was 2 weeks ago, it was fine. Last week, it was fine. A little less fine. But it's just, all of a sudden, it got bad. So something must have been happening.
Okay. Let me check on your account for you. You said that you're with RHL Fiber. Could I get your name, please?
Oh, my God. No, I'm not. I don't know if I'm with RHL Fiber. But you guys have taken over Hancock Telephone, right? Do you know that?
Okay. So if it's a case that it's one of our subsidiary company for their customer service, we would have to transfer you. But in order for me to do so, I would need your name just to verify that information.
Okay, my name is Afsana Kundakar.
Could you spell that?
What's
for
your
me?
Name again?
My name is Abby.
Okay, Abby. It's Afsana. It's A for Apple, F as Frank, S as Sam, A, N as Nancy, A. And my last name is Kundakar, K for King, H as Harry, U, N as Nancy, D as David, K for King, A for Apple, R as Roger.
Okay, one moment, please. Because for persons that are on the Hancock Telephone Network, it would not be directly with us because I'm just with our subfiber internet. So I'm just trying to get this looked at for you, okay? So this could be addressed as quickly as possible, okay?
Well, it hasn't been addressed since this morning when I was in Hancock Telephone's office. But their office, and they're not Hancock anymore, they're Archtop. So who do I call?
It would be with Hancock. That's why I'm just trying to get the required information for you so I could direct you in the right direction.
So you guys don't own Hancock Telephone?
They are a subsidiary of us, but you have different departments.
So who's the boss of the Hancock Telephone now? Because they're not Hancock Telephone anymore.
So if it's a case that Hancock is a subsidiary of Archtop, but we have different customer service for different departments.
Okay.
So just could you give me a moment, please? I'm just trying to get the information for you so I can lead you in the right direction. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'll be back with you shortly.